longtime advisor to Governor Greg Abbott, is awaiting approval from the Senate for a seat on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. President Trump nominated Andrew Oldham to the influential appeals court that hears cases from Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Democrats and liberal groups have opposed him, citing a track record of conservative positions. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports.
Andrew Oldham wanted to make one thing clear when he showed up to his hearing in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He'd been a lawyer, which meant forcefully arguing one side of some controversial issues. But as a judge, he said,
I would leave behind all of those litigating positions, all of the advocacy positions, and swear an oath simply to apply the law as an impartial jurist.
Democrats seemed skeptical. As a deputy solicitor general for Texas and now as Republican Governor Greg Abbott's chief legal advisor, Oldham has worked on high-profile cases and legislation, from voting rights to immigration, abortion to federal regulations. Democrats on the committee grilled him on the conservative arguments he'd made in courts and in speeches and interviews, all of which got variations of the same response.
I appear as someone who is bound by the code of conduct that applies to United States judges. Canon 3A6 prohibits me from commenting on cases. Canon 5 prohibits me on commenting from political matters.
That led Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii to ask if Oldham would recuse himself on the Fifth Circuit from cases involving the issues he'd litigated.
If you're just representing a client's views, that should not lead to recusal in your view.
Senator Hirono, if the question is, would I recuse from matters that I previously worked on as an advocate, that is easy. Yes, of course I would recuse from matters that I worked on.
Thank you.
Perhaps the toughest questioning came from Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. The Rhode Island Democrat took issue with a speech that Oldham had given where he said federal administrative agencies were illegitimate, singling out the Environmental Protection Agency, the Internal Revenue Service, and the Department of Labor. Again, Oldham said he was just being a good lawyer.
I believe that the comments that you're quoting came from a speech that I was giving on behalf of the governor. He was my client, and I was advocating his position.
That argument, Whitehouse did not buy it.
You said that it was enraging.
Senator,
were you talking about somebody else when you said that you were enraged by the illegitimate administrative state? That's not speaking on behalf of the governor. Not when you're talking about your own emotions, I don't think. I mean, don't kid me here.
Senator, I am being quite serious when I say that I was advocating on behalf of a client.
Even when Oldham was asked whether the Supreme Court got it right in the 1954 Brown versus Board of Education decision, which outlawed school segregation, he danced around an answer. Eventually, after he was pressed, Oldham said ending segregation was good.
I think it's not new to hear these kinds of non-answers.
Steve Vladek teaches law at the University of Texas.
But I think the breadth of the non-answers is something that separates out the Trump nominees from their predecessors.
Vladek says President Trump's judicial picks have been rocketing through the confirmation process, mostly confirmed on partisan lines. Especially on the appeals courts, he says the candidates look and sound much the same. Mostly white, mostly male, coming from a handful of law schools and all with very conservative credentials.
You know, looking at the record of these nominees, it's hard to believe that they're saying with a straight face that they just don't have views that are going to influence how they approach some of those cases if they come back to them.
If confirmed, Oldham would join four other Trump nominees on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. At 39, Oldham would be the youngest. Vladek says because federal judges have lifetime appointments, Trump's effect on the federal courts will be felt for decades. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.